Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Throw it at me.
me, I'ma catch you. Let me see you patch your weave if you wreck. I see you do your thing when you're dancing. Now let me see you do your thing on the mattress.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holla. Two dogs in the air. And let me celebrate and put your cups in the air.
Let me see your hands up one time. Let me see ya, let me see your hands up one time. Let me see ya, let me see your hands up, hands up, hands up. Let me see your hands up, hands up, hands up.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holla. Two dogs in the air. And if you celebrate, put your cups in the air.
Kiss Beats TM Hyman Radio. It's the Friday Night Cypher. What's cracking? It is 6:05 way out there on the West Coast, 9:05 in New York City. All the way live from Charlotte tonight. It is up, Madam CeeLo, Boston. Welcome to the show.
Well, good evening. Good morning in the evening time, actually. Yeah, how you doing? What's going on?
Hey, what's good? Your lips look real sexy over there. I see you.
Thank you very much and everything. You know.
Oh, my God.
No hobbies.
I see you. All the way live from Kitty Bitty Plant City. Do you see her? Welcome to the
my lips are popping too, but y'all can't see mine. You just gonna have to take my word for it.
I know that's right. I think yes.
Thank you, girl. Thank you.
Hey, that dude coming to us live from the DMV, hanging out, you know, push ups.
Yeah.
Push ups and shots, baby. Yo, I'm not even out DMV right now. I'm uptown Bronx, New York City right now, B. It's popping outside,
uptown,
man.
Baby.
I miss the city. I miss the city.
It is.
I miss these Caribbean Spanish women out here, these Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, and
Oh my God.
It is a whole other element out here.
I know, that's right. Damn.
Oh my God.
We love all Puerto Rican women.
And shout out to all the hoodies out there that's in the closet waiting to be worn. It's hoodie season out here.
Okay.
I wish it was hoodie season here.
Oh, my God. It's hoodie season out here. I'm ready. Yeah, man. Got a beard and a hoodie. I'm ready.
That's the one thing I miss about being up north is the change in the seasons. I totally miss it.
Yeah.
Still.
Seriously. Yeah.
Windows open, baby. Yes. Fresh air. Good gracious. Electricity bill going down.
No doubt. Hey. Let's get to it. A lot to do in a little bit of time. Hey, we're out of here for 2 weeks after tonight, folks. So we appreciate you for rocking. We're like 69,000 listeners strong. We appreciate you, but we out of here for like 2 weeks. And when we come back, we 2 hours with a brand new show. We think you're gonna like. We got a plan, and you're gonna like. But tonight is a jam session. Hey, so what's going on in the news before we keep the party going?
Oh, can I say this real quick because I know I'm not going to be on long. Mr. C?
Oh.
Yeah.
Mr. C is officially jump ship, B.
Yeah.
He's official. Like, I mean, we already knew it was popping.
Right.
But he, like, came on Hot 97 and was interviewed by, you know, Morning Show, Rosenberg, Cypher Sounds, Ebro, and all of them. And stepped down. Like, he resigned or whatever. But while I'm up here, I'm hearing that he's about to do a set from 10 to 2 tonight on the radio. So I'm like, hold on, what's really hood with that?
Yeah, it was slightly conflicting because I heard the interview, I listened to the interview afterwards that he did with Ebro, and Ebro actually asked him, you know, if we make a place for you, will you consider staying? Like, he was trying to
get
Hot 97.
Can somebody just back up for listeners who have no clue?
Yes.
For the listeners who don't know what's going on.
Mr. C officially admitted that he likes the men that try to change over to women. In other words, he likes men.
Transgender.
And DJ Mr. C is famously known as being the notorious B.I.G.'s
DJ. Right.
And he's been caught with transsexual people. I don't even really know how to describe them, but with transsexual people. This is his fourth time.
Yeah.
And
right.
a video has surfaced of him and this transsexual person that he says was from late last year. Now, the way that he described himself on this interview is that he does not believe that he is a gay man. He just enjoys, how he kind of phrased it, fellatio from transsexual or transgender men.
Okay.
Now, I'm not...
So he's basically saying, I'm not gay, my boyfriend is.
Right. Exactly.
Well,
his,
I mean, whatever his sexual preference is, he's still a phenomenal DJ.
Right.
And he's still an excellent air personality. Whatever his personal beliefs are and whatever his personal practices are outside of Hot 97.
You say he got caught four times?
Four times.
That we know of. That we know of.
Exactly.
Right. That we know of.
Right, because you got to think about it. If he,
that sounds like he might have an issue. Like just like eight people go to AAA, he might have a problem.
And that's what he said. That's exactly what he said. He has a problem with strippers and trannies.
I don't think it's a problem. I think it's only a problem to other people.
He admitted that he has a problem. So if he's saying he has a problem, it's a problem.
The only reason why I say a problem is because I'm thinking if you get caught four times publicly, just think about how many times you actually have to do it in order to actually
get caught.
I mean, that's the only time most people get caught is either if they don't know what they're doing or if they're too comfortable. They become complacent with, you know, they're getting, because he was getting caught by police.
I think that was Ebro's point, and I agree with him. Like I said, whatever your sexual preference is, that's you. Do you. As long as it doesn't hurt our entity, and Ebro saying that as Hot 97, he's more worried about the illegal aspect of it and the fact that it's going to bring charges against him, and then it's really going to screw his career up.
Well, the thing is, this, look what he's being charged for. Sexual misconduct or something, I would imagine. But think about the people who have sex outside anyway. They do it for the thrill. I'm quite sure that's why he did it.
Are you sure he's not getting pinned up for soliciting?
I honestly think it's more of a community thing because, I mean, honestly, he is still in our age range, maybe a little bit older than, well.
Y'all age range. Think ain't my age.
Shut up. He's in his 40s. I know that. He has to be at least in his 40s.
Regardless of the age range and regardless of whatever his sexual preference is, I still think that he's a fantastic DJ. And I commend Hot 97 and Ebro for still giving him a place to stay there.
I think it had more to do with the time that we came up. The time that we came up, you know, it was more white men that were, you know, being caught with other men. It was
and especially in hip hop.
The black community.
Yeah, that was a no-no.
You know what I mean by that when I say it's not a problem. It's only a problem when other people, you know, when he gets caught. That's the only time it's a problem.
I think it's interesting, though. I think it's interesting. I mean, one, what does his job, I mean, to Hot Chocolate's point, what does his job have to do with his, you know, with what he does, you know, in his private time? I mean, you know,
right.
I mean, I agree with you, Steve-O. I agree with you. I mean, you know, yes, he's a good DJ, and I do agree that it's an individual choice. But, I mean, come on, though. I mean, at some point, I think the behavior is still out of control. Hey, we'll be right back.
Everybody get up.
Maybe I'm going down.
Hey,
get it in now.
Hey, yeah, what's happening? Wow. We're back at CM Hyman Radio Live. It is the dude, Save James, the young boy of the team. We're here with the whole crew, the King Caboodles in the house. We got the TM Hyman, we got the mature one, and we have Madam CeeLo Boston, who fears no human, as she says all the time.
Yeah.
It is 9:18 Uptown NYC right now, and I'm breathing in a lot of fresh smog and rudeness. So when I get back to the Maryland area, I'm going to be smacking people in the head for no reason, B.
Okay.
Push us in shop in the middle of the street, son. I'm trying to tell you. Bareback. But anyway,
bareback.
Make me back, son. My back is worth the look. Trust me.
D.
Wait a minute now.
With the shirt off, with the shirt on?
With the shirt off.
Oh.
I keep it on, you're still going to see it.
Yeah.
It ain't me. Anyway, we going to, let me chill out before Mr. C comes looking for me. Anyway.
Okay. You might look like you're tight, though.
I don't think your hair is long enough or your waist is thin enough for Mr. C to come looking for you.
Okay. Well, just a disclaimer.
Okay.
Just a disclaimer.
He's slim. Don't front.
Anyway, we were talking about this Mr. C thing, man. You know, we were talking a little bit about it off the air about now, you know, he's living his truth. And I kind of had issue. I take issue with that statement. You know what I mean? I feel like that's just like a cop-out to, I guess... It's kind of a cut. To me, it's a cop-out in the sense that you know what you're doing is wrong, but being that you're doing it, it's okay. Being that it's okay with you, it got to be okay with everybody. I kind of beg to differ with that. Not saying it got to be okay with everybody, but you okay with it, so we got to be okay with it type deal. You know what I'm saying? And
of course he got to be okay with it because it's his life. As long as he
understand that.
My thing is, as long as he's not cussing kids, I don't care what he likes.
No, and I agree with you.
And I agree.
I agree with you. I'm not saying there's nothing. I'm not saying he should be condemned to the bowels of hell, nothing like that.
Of course not.
Yeah, I'm not saying none of that. I'm just talking about just that phrase in itself. I think that's kind of like an umbrella statement to kind of get away with doing stuff you shouldn't be.
Why I said that? And it's not to say, okay, do what the hell you want, you know, in the middle of the street. It's more or less, it is his truth because that's his thing. Nobody can judge him for it in the sense of nobody can damn him to hell because he likes men. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's his thing. And like I said, if he's not touching kids, I don't care what he's doing. Where the problem comes in is that it seems like he doesn't have sense enough to go get a hotel. What's his real name? Who the hell knows and who cares? Get a hotel. You don't got to do that in the street. But it's still
let me ask this. Let me ask this. Well, I mean, because I get, you said that's his thing.
Yeah.
And so we were off the air, and I think I referenced, you know, it maybe there's a problem. I think when it comes to behavior, the behavior is a little out of sync. You know, so I think there's an issue that deals with his behavior. But it also makes me ask a question like this. You said he likes men. So if he likes men, why does he go after a man that looks like a woman?
The same reason why, you know,
girls date butch girls.
Right, exactly. You know what I mean? The same reason why you like, you know, you might like the dainty chick, where Sade might like the chicks in Tim's. It's, you know, it's your preference. Why
not his chicken tins? Because I'm from New York. Why what that got to do with anything? No, I'm playing with that.
Because you're a knucklehead. And you.
And if she got tins on, she going to keep them on.
Damn right, okay?
Those?
I got green, blue, cream.
The Lettles and tins, they keep those on in the bedroom. Everything else got to go.
All right, no doubt.
With the low socks, though, not the scrunchy ones.
No.
I just want to also clarify. I didn't ask that question from a judgmental perspective. I asked that question really for dialogue because I think it's a good point that you clarify that it's preference. because I think a lot of times, you know, people think, or they would say, well, that's, you know, that's confusion. I'm not going to get into the spiritual aspect of it because that's a debate all by itself, right? But I'm talking mental health right now. Sometimes when you know, you, if you like men, I'm thinking, okay, then you're with a man. But if you're with a man that's dressed up like a lady, I'm thinking maybe there's some issues there, some mental health issues that at least need to be assessed.
Okay, yeah, how about
I think I would have to agree.
But maybe not, though. I'm just saying. I mean, some emotional issues, you know, some issues that may not be there, but maybe you just need to be assessed to see, is there something there that makes you even, like think of that in your mind?
Yeah, him trying to fit in. That's what that is, him trying to fit in. Because maybe the guys that he hung around and
fit
came up
what?
Didn't...
Yeah, that was my question. Fit into what?
His clique. Hold on. Again.
Fit into what?
Into his clique of people that his environment.
So you're saying all the dudes that he hang around with, like men that dress up like women?
No, that they didn't. And he did, is what I'm saying, is that he may have liked men all his life or boys all his life. And because of his surroundings, he wasn't able to, you know, act upon his urges. And when he became a man or whenever he could, he did. So that's what I'm saying. Like, the people he was around may not have accepted, or he didn't think they would accept him liking men. Because, again, in our communities, that wasn't something that was – I think about being in middle school, high school, and the boys that were – a little more feminine than, you know, the majority of the boys, they would get picked on and treated like crap. So if he fit in and didn't, you know, give in to his urges or even let the people he was around know that he liked dudes, he wasn't living his truth. He now, maybe, you know, he'll be able to live better.
Hey, Mr. C, own it, brother.
Yeah, that's my jam right there. TM Hyman Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate, and we are back with the Friday Night Cypher. Again, Hot Chocolate, Save James, TM Hyman, and Madam CeeLo Boston. It is 9:20, oops, just changed on me, 9:30 here in Itty Bitty Plant City. It is 3:30 a.m. in Amsterdam, another place
that's
where
right.
I wish I was, and I will be soon.
That's right.
And we're chopping it up a little bit, talking about some crazy things that are in the news and entertainment. And if anybody knows Hot Chocolate, everyone knows that I am the ultimate Wu-Tang fan. Got a Wu tattoo and all of that. We'll keep it until I die. We'll never change it. Shaolin, shadowboxing, and all of that. Now, Drake.
His recent
release of his attempt, I'm going to say, to pay homage to the Wu-Tang Clan with a song called Wu-Tang Forever. I don't really know if I like. No, I'm not even going to say I don't know if I like it. I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Everyone has their opinion. If you like it, just like my youngest son loves it. We had a debate today about it while he was in class. Of course, he's, you know, in his second year of college at Johns University. Shout out, Devon. You were supposed to be in class. But we did have a meaningful conversation about it. And I think the younger generation has a different outlook on what the Wu is really all about. And I think that you can only truly appreciate it if you came from our era with them. Not saying that the young kids don't know what they're talking about.
They don't.
I'm just saying that it's different.
Well,
it's
okay.
Different.
I don't think he was talking about Wu-Tang at all. I think he was referring to, from what I understood from the song, it seemed to be like he was talking about a relationship he had with like a chick from back in the day, like that being their thing, like.
So why
and they rock together, like, you know, like Wu-Tang Forever. I didn't get it as a paying homage to Wu-Tang. I got that as a, I took it more as a personal Wu-Tang Forever.
I didn't get that. I'm just saying, I heard it three times.
I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna bounce because I gotta get out of here a little earlier. Today. I apologize to my listeners for that, but I'm gonna say this: that's what he did with that song, with that name, made it sound really moist. I'm sorry.
The song
overall was moist, and if anybody knows, like Hachaka was saying, if anybody knows the movement that was Wu-Tang, it was a movement. It wasn't just a group that came out. It's, as I'm saying, it's a movement that followed that whole thing.
Sure.
And I feel like it's kind of not, I wouldn't say blasphemy, but it's not doing any service to it. If you're going to do something like that, you know, at least have, you know, a Raekwon on it or Ghostface and with a hard beat that can be, you know, bumped anywhere, anytime, or whatever. Do something better than that. I don't agree with that, the title and the correlation with it and just having it's yours sample in the background as your only parallel with Wu-Tang with that song. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
I think
that's
that was
cool.
As all he needed was the Meth Man, and it would have been hot, and he could have claimed Wu-Tang.
Well, Drake, if you're
he could have had any member of the Wu on it.
He could have had Jizzle on there for we could.
Have him contact us so he can come on and explain and agree with me that it had nothing to do with Wu-Tang. Outside of the fact
that I probably agree that it didn't have anything to do with Wu-Tang.
I'm going to step out there and like, do a little campaign right now. I'm with CeeLo. We want to hear like the story behind the concept here. So, look, everybody hit up his peoples. Hit up Chubb's View. Chubbs is his personal security person, so they say. Chubbs View on Instagram, hit him up. Have somebody come on from that whole OVO crew. Tell the story.
Yeah, they got some explaining to do. And I can just say from the Wu members that I follow, they're not really feeling it.
Of course not.
They're not
that
really feeling
weak.
It.
And that's why that joint was weak.
It was very weak.
No different than when Ghost and them had beef with Big. I mean, you know, it's look. We could talk. That's a whole topic within itself as well. I mean, I too love Wu.
That's light skin music, man. I can't do that with Wu-Tang at the title.
Yeah, you can't. And a little factoid of information that I found out on accident today. 1994, of course, Ready to Die, big joint. Mentioned our boy, came out that year.
Yeah.
2 years later to the date today, on Friday the 13th, Pac was killed.
Right.
No, excuse me. He wasn't killed. He died.
He died a few days before that.
He passed away on that day 2 years later. How ironic is that?
Very.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no. Let's play some Biggie. You got any Biggie?
Of course.
Happy birthday, old lady. And also happy
this
birthday.
This is a journey into sound.
Well, I'm out.
Peace. Good weekend, Paige.
This is a journey into Brooklyn. A journey which, along the way, will bring to you new color, new dimension, new Brooklyn.
Okay, party people in the house. You're about to witness something you've never witnessed before. And y'all will realize that we all move. So listen close so you all don't miss.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Cause we go a little something like this.
Come on.
Hit it!
Quicker than your average, pop a twist cabbage off instinct. Just don't think, think pink gators, my Detroit players, Tim for my hooligans in Brooklyn. I said right, it's a head right, Biggie there, every night. Papa been smooth since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to, bruise, cruise, who? Do something to us, talk, go through us. Girls walk to us, wanna do us, screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pluck. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3, bang every MC easily. Recently, this friend ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace, keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus piece, with my peace, packing, asking who want it. They got it, flaunting, that Brooklyn boost, we on it. They got it, flaunting, that Brooklyn boost, we on it.
Biggie, Biggie, can't you see? Sometimes your words are hypnotizing. And I just love your flashy ways up. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so bad. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words is hypnotizing. And I just love your flashy ways up. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so bad.
I put Hoser NY onto DKNY. Miami, D.C., prefer Versace. All Finney hoes, so is Moschino. Every cutie with the booty, boy, the coochie. Now who's the real dude? Meaning who's really the shit? Them riders. Frank White puts the stick called the Lexus. LX, 4.5. Bulletproof glass tips if I want some. Gone blast, we first. Ask questions last. That's how most of these so-called gangsters pass. At last, rapping about blunts and broads. Some broads, menage a trois. Sex and expensive cars. And still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment. At my arraignment, note for the plaintiff. Your daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement. Face it, not guilty. That's how I stay filthy. Richer than richer. So you come and get
come on.
Richer than richer. So you come and get
come on. Here we go.
Radio live, yo. That was, you know, a dope mix of Biggie. It took me back. Yo, it's Friday night. We are chilling, winding down. We got 20 minutes left in the show, and we're taking a break. I know y'all gonna miss us, but we're not gonna leave you, you know, lost. We're gonna have some best of shows running. You know, some of the ones y'all love the most. And
next 2 weeks.
Yes.
Yep.
And then we're going to come back with some, you know, some brand new things that I know that you're going to enjoy. And
bigger
again,
and better.
Thank you for rocking with us. Thank you for rocking with us and the feedback and the listens, the music, the downloads.
69,000 strong.
Maybe when we come back, I would say as much, but I'm still saying I'm sorry.
We're a work in progress, people. We're a work in progress.
Okay. But our lip gloss is popping. I mean, we're not his.
Popping out.
Get it.
Hey, Anthony Weiner has to be one of the most embarrassed people this week. I'm glad it's over. New Yorkers, like, sent him away so upset that he shot New Yorkers a bird this week. Like, get out
he
of here.
He sure did.
Like, he's so upset. Anthony Weiner.
First you want to support him, then you
like
want to flip him off because they didn't support
right.
you.
Right.
Yo, you're like my hero, Anthony Weiner. You're like, your determination is like fierce, brother.
That is the epitome of never give up.
Okay.
Till the end, until the last vote is counted, even if you're in fifth place in the polls, do not give up.
What? And he brought his kid with him. Come on. Get out of here.
No way.
Did you see him on, who was that? Oh, my gosh. How did my demands mind, I mean, name slip my mind? He was on MSNBC. Oh, my God. Chris Matthews, I think. He was on, Weiner was on with Chris Matthews. And he was laughing at Chris Matthews. He's like, what you bring me on here for? And then he was like, Chris Matthews was asking him, like what is it in you that makes you, like, want to keep running? Like, give it up, you know? He's like, nah, I'm going to be in politics regardless what anybody says. That's where I belong, and that's where I'm going to be. So, you know.
Well, clearly the voters of New York did not agree with him.
I bet you he's going to find a way.
Not.
To wiggle himself into somebody's political arena. Watch. We're going to see it. We haven't seen the end of him, by no means.
His wife was nowhere to be around, nowhere to be found.
Would you?
None.
Honestly,
I can see her coming out in a few weeks and actually divorcing him or leaving him or filing for divorce. It just seemed like every time. And I can understand him not wanting her to be a part of the dialogue and the discussion anymore, and it wanting, you know, him wanting the interviews that he was doing to kind of surround the campaign and what he was willing to do for the people as the candidate. But you really have to, you got to think that's going to be brought up just because of the scandal that's associated with it, and there she is politically. So why get defensive and, you know, want to jump down every interviewer's throat when they mention her, they bring her up.
Right. Well, you know, look.
I don't know. Wiener's a wiener for that one. Anyway.
He's a wiener for that one.
Hey, I
know,
got a question.
Happy birthday.
I got a question
my
for
baby
the both
daddy.
Of you.
Hold on. Can I just say happy birthday to my baby daddy, Nas. I love you and everything. Yes. Go ahead.
Yes. Nas is in the 40 club, 40 and fabulous. Well, I can't say fabulous for the dudes. We'll say 40 and 40 and I don't know, just 40. He's fine. He's 40 and fine is what he is. I'll give him that.
Soon enough.
Happy birthday, Nasir.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
What was your question, TM?
Happy born day, brother.
Word.
Presidential election 2016. I'm going to ask this question. We're going to come back on the other side of this joint. We had something loaded, but since CeeLo, wanted to acknowledge Nasir, I think that's a cool name.
Oh, my God, please do it.
Yeah.
Oh, please do it.
We're going to switch it up, you know.
Please do it.
But presidential election 2016. Is America, the world is clearly ready, because they've already made, you know, it happen overseas in different countries. But is America ready for a female president? Hold your horse. We'll be right back. You're in tune to Team Hammer Radio Live. It is 9:44. This is the dawn.
New York girl, them a mad over we. New York girl, them a mad over we. New York girl, them a mad over we. New York girl, them a mad over we.
closing our net, simultaneously making me climb higher. Heinous crimes behind me, search but can't find me. Fuck sadness, has it been you having this lavish habitual happiness? That mean you wouldn't look back, but you would have sex on condominium roof deck. So anyone move next, I hit you with two texts. Rocket Roberto Cavalli, no shirt on convertible. Mozzie, my Colombiana, mommy riding beside me. Every tat means something, that's my word on my body. I have to lean something within my first shotty. My niggas is ignorant, put lead in your pigment. Just cause y'all was mad at all the years I was getting it. And 9-7 to 6, 9-8 to Bentley. Now it's a ghost phantom, and y'all can't stand them, but... With a square top pocket that snaps, where the gas at? Pass that, not you. You hold cracks in your ass crack. I never did that. My socks where my stash was at. Yo, I used to listen to that Red Alert and Rap Attack. I fell in love with all that poetry, I mastered that. Cut school with Preem Team and Fat Cat was that. Future not crystal clear yet. Back a rat, now I'm the one who rapping Queens. Way beyond your wildest dreams. Bottles on bottles with fatherless surround my team. That long cash get the baddest bitches out their jeans. 20 years in this game looking 17. I don't lean. No codeine, promethazine. I just blow green, pick which bitch to bless the king. Although he's on to another chapter. Heavy D gave his beat to Salon for me to rapture. Yeah, yeah, New York is like an island. A big biker's island, the cops be out wildin'. All I hear is sirens, it's all about surviving. Same old two-step, try to stay alive, but they be out robbing. I've been out rhyming, since born knowledge, like Prophet Muhammad say, the ink from a scholar, worth more than the blood of a martyr. So I'ma keep it on till I see $1 billion. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Love model choker, mommy pop it like she poster. Eyes red shot like I'm never sober. Big time smoker, Indonesia Doja. Many means you can hold up before you end up right up from my soldier. Dunch, under fire, I remain on some conscience. This for every ghetto in the hood. Now the Don, Super Cat, the Don Dada, understood.
It's the Friday Night Cypher, Nas, the Don. It's 8:47 in San Antonio, Texas. 9:47 in Charlotte, North Carolina. What's going on, everybody? Thanks for rocking with us inside the Friday Night Cypher. Hey, Friday, September the 12th. It's our last show for the next 2 weeks, our last live show, we'll say. Hey, the Best of Marathon starts on Monday. Check them out. We'll be back, I believe it's Monday, October the 7th, with a brand-new show, 9 p.m. Week 2 hours, yeah. Y'all. With Beth.
Woo-hoo!
Presidential election 2016. Many countries have elected female presidents across these far waters, far, far, far lands across these waters. Is America ready for a female president? Will Hillary Clinton be the next president?
I don't know about that, though. Is she going to run? If she runs, she
believe,
very...
I think Hillary's going to run. But if she runs, let's say that first. Let's say that. If she runs, is America ready for a female president?
I think Hillary is going to run. I think most of America is ready, but I do not think that they're going to let it happen. And I'm not even going to say who they is, but I don't think they're going to let it happen.
I don't know. I mean, okay, my thing is this. All right, so if not Hillary, then who? Because, I mean, we got to vote for somebody. Like, who do you think?
I mean, I would love for it to be Hillary. I really would.
What is controversial?
John McCain. John McCain. Who are you talking about? Al Sharpton. What are you talking about? Jeb Bush.
Let me tell you something. That for real... I voted for Al Sharpton when he ran. When he was like, I was ready to vote for him. Rather, excuse me.
I'd vote for Al Sharpton.
Yeah, he got good damn sense. I mean, like, I don't care what his hair looked like.
I remember
like the first time he ran, I remember people were more concerned about his hair than what he was saying.
True.
And they kept making it more about the.
Well, if he had combed his hair,
people wouldn't have been talking about
it. That was the problem because he
it was
kept
the process.
He used to you know, he used to wear rollers and all kinds of funny crap, you know. But you know, let him be who, again, let him be who he is, his truth.
Live in his skin, yeah.
His hair has nothing to do with, you know, his common sense at all.
Everybody can't be as fly as Barack is, you know,
okay.
But they can serve equally as well. They just won't be as aesthetically pleasing as Barack is.
Well spoken.
I like the vocabulary words you just chose, aesthetically pleasing.
That's
safe.
Thank you. Yeah, because I don't want Michelle coming after me.
Okay. Well, you know. Okay, she is from Chicago.
POTUS, yeah, I believe POTUS and them diesel arms will give me a run for my money, so I'm gonna leave that one alone.
I remember this one saying this woman told a man. She said, never try to start a fight with a woman that doesn't carry a purse.
No doubt.
Nothing to lose.
Nothing. Not a
everything
thing.
Everything to gain, right. There you go.
Okay, so I have one more crazy factoid, but on the entertainment side, and I think I've been waiting to unleash this one just because I think I don't know how I feel about this particular artist either. But has Gucci Mane gone crazy?
What do you do now?
He was hacked. What are you talking about?
He was hacked. If he was hacked, he was hacked several times, and then someone then must have impersonated him in Lenox Mall yesterday because there's video floating around of him getting into fisticuffs in the middle of Lenox Mall yesterday. So after you've slandered every rapper that you've probably done something musically with in a collaboration in the last, we'll say, 3 years, plus their female counterparts and other female rappers, then you go and fight random people in one of the most popular malls in Atlanta.
Well, first of all, he's a nutball anyway. I mean, anybody who puts
headphones
on their face, I don't want to have
truth
anyway.
Truth, very true.
I am weird, you know, by some standards. However, like, I don't know. Yeah, he don't got good sense.
No, none. I would have to agree with that one. And I can just say he does have a very serious and loyal fan base, but
yes,
I don't know. Shrug.
Right. And so because so many people love him, maybe that's what makes it so easy for him to lash out to the ones that don't. Because, I mean, it's just like if somebody didn't like me, I would get upset because, I mean, like, what's not to like about me? You know? I could be an asshole, but who cares?
He's kind of bringing the drama to himself. Like, you know, you're going after your fellow rappers' girls and talking about sexual exploits that you and other rappers have supposedly had with her and, you know, other female rappers and, you know, what they've done before they got signed and what's the motive, I think, is my question behind it.
Because most of the time, beef brings publicity. I mean,
well,
like...
Yeah,
he's not really buzzing right now,
so that does make sense.
But then, you know, on Underground, he puts out a lot of, you know, mixtape stuff, you know.
True.
You know? So, and that's how he keeps his fan base. So he might have a new album coming out. Ain't no telling. Somebody could have listened to something or said something about, you know, maybe a song he did. Artists are very sensitive about their thing.
True.
So that could have been anything.
I'm going to call you by your governmentals. Rayford, I think you need to calm down. I'm going to just say that.
Hilarious. We'll be right back.
Wait for calm down, wait for
me. Everybody know me up in here. I run around and round the world, yeah, it's serious. She talking, I hear ringing in my ears. I'm getting tired of getting bouncy, but it's serious.
And I be there, I be anywhere. And you can't even see me, you ain't never there. Underworld or uptown,
The sound scan, I left with 3 million rand. So I don't want a pound, unless we talking pounds. Yeah, I take Euro, Fluoro, and sell your girl.
Yeah, just like Jay said, I'm everywhere. You're asking where I've been, and you ain't even there. Hashtag you care, I said I know you care. I'm possible, stop here and there, yes you can. Double booking shows, and now I turn them down, I turn them down. Gotta get this album out, so Kevin says to slow it down. But I ain't slowing down.
If you don't see me, better know that I'm getting my way.
In my life, cause this come with a price. Somebody tell a pilot that the flyest has arrived. Tell him I'll probably be the flyest till I die.
Another VA representative up to down. Love that boy. I don't care what y'all say about him. It is 9:58 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City. The General TM Hyman, Madam CeeLo Boston. Save James, our boy, had to step off, but we still love him anyway. We just want to say once again, thank you very much for rocking with us up until this point. We are going to take a break for the live show for 2 weeks, and we're going to have some best of podcasts on for you. So make sure that you still tune in and catch whatever you didn't catch or whatever you missed, or you can always go back to our website and check out any of the many podcasts that we have had for the years that we have been on. 60
seconds. Let's rock.
Let's go.
Well, okay, so whatever. What I'll say, whatever you do, do it well. Bless those that curse you. Bless those that love you. And may you have serenity, courage, and wisdom. Check y'all out when we come back. Love you, and thank you.
I just want to say, since I can't see it live on Monday, happy 26th birthday to my oldest prince, Michael, a.k.a. Easy Stacks. Mommy loves you, baby. Loves you, loves you, loves you. Collectively, we are TM Hyman Radio Live. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is the General, the hip-hop informer, TM Hyman. She is Madam CeeLo Boston, and he is Save James. We rock with you all the time. We are here for you. We love you. Thank you, our 69,000.
Talk radio show. Real talk, real talk. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, talk radio show.